the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and it's too hot to be alive outside, so hopefully you're indoors or in your car listening to us. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. We're back in studio, so I'd be happy to take some calls. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send us a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degeneres975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to, watch us on Twitch, comment there. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Stuff and sports. So, in that order.
All right.
How was your weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no complaints, really. It was hot.
Yeah.
Wasn't cold outside.
Nope. It never will be again. This is part of the Rona. It's going to be 150 degrees for the rest of our existence. But I went down the Apple TV Plus rabbit hole this weekend and watched a lot of stuff, because I wanted to watch that Greyhound. And once I watched that, I started watching some other stuff on there, and, you know, not bad. I watched the morning show, which the wife made me watch because it looked like a chick show. Actually, it was really good. And then watched that Jason Momoa show, C. And then the little athlete things they're doing, the little athlete shorts. Pretty good. The best one was Sean White, but like Brady talking about his favorite game was against the Bills, which I never would have thought. So yeah, that's what I did all weekend, was basically watch that stuff. I thought Greyhound was good, but I think it could have been a hell of a lot better.
Okay.
It was it basically kind of came off as a Tom Hanks solo show.
Shocker.
Yeah.
So it's like that movie where he talks to the volleyball.
Yeah, and it's I mean, there's some other, the other actors in there.
What's that movie called?
Castaway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but.
I knew that.
Yeah, I know you knew that. But it's good, but it was, I just think it should have been a little, it could have been great. It was so close to being great, and it just wasn't. But other than that, yeah, that was it. That was my weekend.
Aaron, anything big for you?
Nope.
Oh, just lazy days, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Worked around the house and everything yesterday, and that was about it.
All right.
Yeah, it's way too hot to do anything outside right now.
Oh, I'm not a rich. I don't have HBO or Playboy Channel money, so I mow my own lawn.
So. Oh. Yeah.
Well, we have guys that come and do that, but it's not me. I mean, it's part of the HOA. They do everybody's place.
Listen, I'm a man of the people. I have a lawnmower, and I have
You have child labor.
A weed whacker and a trim, an edger and all that. I still pay someone to come do my lawn.
You're helping the economy.
Yeah, for economic stimulation. That's what I'm looking for.
Until the oldest one gets strong enough to push it?
He could do it. He's as busy as I am. That dude's, you know, a freaking hitting lesson every day. So
I was about 8, I think, when my dad said, all right, you get to go and do all this. And I was
he's 12.
I was outweighed by the lawnmower. He was like, figure it out. I don't care.
Yeah, that dude's out there. Like, he actually works out every day. He could do it. And that's the other thing. I know he would do a bad job. And, you know, my lawn is no great shakes anyway. I know Barry Laminack is he's big into his lawn. I'm sure you where you live, it's probably a big deal to have a nice, green, lush yard. And in my neighborhood, there are, like, I've got oak trees, really big oak trees in my backyard. You know what's really hard to grow grass in your backyard is when you've got gigantic oak trees. It's almost impossible.
Yep.
And so, like, my grass started dying in patches, and then I'm just like, what am I do? Put down new grass so my, you know, my dogs can go out there and run around, and then it'll rain and they'll run around and tear it up. Like, I don't know. I just don't care that much. Like, as long as the front yard looks decent and the guys come out there and they mow it, they edge it, they, you know, they do the mulch, I'm pretty good. I'm all right. You know?
Yeah, my front yard is about 10 square feet. So yeah, they come once a week and they take care of everybody's, and so there's nothing for me to do, which is one of the reasons why I wanted the place, because I got no interest in getting back on a lawnmower. And
well, if you get on a lawnmower for 10 feet of room,
yeah, yeah,
you should have one of those little ones that doesn't take any gas. It just,
yeah,
like
the manual one.
Yeah, but I don't have to do that because,
yeah, well, because you're a rich.
I'm not a rich. It's just part of the HOA fees,
right?
And the problem is it's so damn hot that, like, the back area, there's a common area in the back, and that's where I always take the dog and we throw the ball and we goof off, and she just refuses to realize how it's too hot for her out there. We can't do it. And so, you know, I wish it would cool off just a little bit. But it's like the concrete, I could smell the rubber on my shoes on the concrete melting when I was out with them yesterday afternoon. It's just too much right now. So, but hey, it's July in Texas. What are you going to do? 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody kind of nailed that morning show thing. Matt Lauer, Steve Carell is a smarmy Matt Lauer, like, predatory anchor was incredible. Yeah, it really dives into the whole Me Too thing, but it does it in a cool ass way, because, you know, for most of the show you're kind of sympathetic towards him, because and he compares himself to this friend of his who's also accused, who banged a 15-year-old, and he's like, I'm not you. So there's, and it just, it's really well done, and I highly recommend it. It's not for everybody kind of show, but that was it. I spent way too much time watching TV just because I didn't want to go outside.
Fair enough. I think that's a lot of people right now.
Yeah, did not make a horse bet this weekend. I'm taking a break after getting my ass kicked.
Did you play your golf game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you lose some coins?
I did. I got down to the point where I was having to play back in the kiddie pool, and I was about to quit and delete the app, and then I went on a tear.
Okay, so you're an unstoppable force right now. You're basically like that steroided up golfer that's winning all the tournaments now.
Do what? Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
DeChambeau.
Yeah, DeChambeau. Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah. Well, last night kind of sucked, but then I rallied again today. So, yeah, I didn't play much today because today's work day. Today's the day that, you know, we have our morning meeting, and then I had two other meetings today and had to write two columns for later in the week. So, which I think will kind of piss people off.
Oh.
Well, one of them will.
Oh.
One of them was...
I would never say anything that pissed people off.
Well, this is kind of a...
That's not what I do.
It's sort of a spinoff off of something you did.
What I did?
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote the 5 most likable athletes in Houston.
Oh. Okay.
And why? Because you were having that conversation. And... I'll just give you a hint. Derek Lewis ranks really high on the list.
Yeah.
So,
he's probably first place in the most likable Houston athlete.
He's up there. I mean, there's just, but what I did, my criteria were how good they are and how likable, how much charisma they have, and then what they do off the field.
Okay.
So to me, that's kind of the important thing. But
number one, James Harden.
Did not make the list.
What?
Nope. Did not even make the 5 honorable mentions.
Okay. Well, that's odd, but okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a stretch to put the one Rocket that I had on there as the last of the honorable mentions, but...
Is it PJ Tucker?
It is not.
Oh. He's the most likable Rocket to me.
Well, there's one other guy that I like the most.
Mostly because they just work him like a dog, and he's just like, all right, I guess,
whatever. I want to be here.
Yeah,
I'll play center for you.
This is the greatest. I'm so happy to be here. And it's just like, just say what you really feel, PJ. This is miserable.
Well, that should post Wednesday. Sometimes they post stuff sooner now because it just depends on how much written content we have. And then the other one, I have 5 under-the-radar Astros who can make a huge difference for you. That'll be for Thursday.
Okay.
So... although I think you'll say one of them's not really under the radar, but
is it Kyle Tucker?
No.
Miles Straw.
Miles Straw is on the list.
He's a legend. He's a
legend. And just as a little tease to that, with this new extra inning rule, you want to talk about having a weapon. I mean, almost any hit's going to score you a run.
Yeah.
He's so fast. Some little thing like that for our Astros fans out there. Pat in the 409 said, I like the Greyhound movie, but I agree it could have been better. Also think if you've not served in the Navy or you're a real history buff, a lot of the dialogue went over your head. There is a lot of, you know, he's barking orders a lot. And, yeah, I think if you're in the Navy, you get all that stuff. And, I mean, I understand what they're doing, but it was also, it was an awful lot of technical stuff. Hey, Fred, I'm tore about Kelly Preston. She was probably my favorite childhood crush. Yeah, that sucks. She still looks good, too.
No, now she doesn't look as great.
Well, she'd be a nice-looking corpse, but, yeah.
It's too early to say that, Fred. It happened today.
Hey, can we...
Remember when I got in trouble for talking about Charlie Daniels' tweets on the day he died? It's in bad taste.
But it's a compliment, right?
I guess. I still feel like you're just talking about her, and that's...
Well, she was very hot. I would say that especially in Jerry Maguire when she played the girlfriend.
That's what you liked, huh?
Yeah, I was all about that. It always made me very sad that she was married to John Travolta, who's obviously not into women.
You don't know that.
Oh, you do know that. That's common knowledge, man, in Hollywood.
I think he might be like you. He might be into aliens. He's like,
he's pretty notorious for liking guys. At least that's the rumor.
I don't know. He didn't seem that way in Grease.
Oh, go back and look at how he looked in Grease. Yeah, with those pants. Come on.
Didn't seem that way when he was starring in a big musical.
Singing You're the One That I Want. All right, let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Need to know your place, 'cause it's about to get...
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You know who is sort of, he goes under the radar, but he's actually a real hero, is Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health. And you may say, well, how's he a hero, AJ? Well, he does a procedure called PAE. If you've got an enlarged prostate, or BPH, as the medical folks call it, you may need to urinate too often. You may have increased urination at night, difficulty starting. If that's you or someone you know, it could be BPH. And you don't need surgery. And that's what makes Dr. Doe a hero. Because if you know anything about the surgical options for this, to treat this, it's not pretty. It involves a drill in your pee hole. And Dr. Doe said, you know what? I don't think people should have to go through that. And he decided that he was going to be the first doctor in Houston to do this PAE procedure, an advanced, minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours. It's all done right there at the office. And no one's done as many PAE procedures as Dr. Doe in Houston. He's the guy that you want, and he's basically a hero. 832-860-4618, 832-860-4618. PAE is covered by most insurance plans. Check them out at choosepae.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And guys, not every guy who dances is gay. Let's just make that.
No.
Or who stars in a musical. Yeah. Come on.
Well, the guy that plays the king in Hamilton, he is gay. That's also the guy that plays the guy. What's that? Mindhunter?
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was really good in that.
Yes. And he's definitely gay.
And that's good.
I mean, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Not good for you, though, right?
Well, no, because
you're not that way, like Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, I'm not anyway.
I mean, Ryan Gosling's not. Wasn't he in that La La Land?
Yeah, he was.
His wife is up there.
Yeah. Boy, Ryan Gosling. If he were gay, I mean, I'd consider. Right? If he were gay and I were gay, there'd have to be a discussion.
I mean, it's something you have to talk about.
Good luck to you.
What the hell are you talking
about?
You
have no shot. Neither would I. If I were that way, even if not that way, if he were into that, I'd be interested. No way. Not a chance.
How do you know?
He wouldn't be into me. Are
a
you?
Lot of gay guys are into me.
Well,
I've got this weird thing about me that makes gay dudes think I'm hot. I think it's charisma.
Yeah, but I don't think Ryan, you're not in Ryan Gosling's league.
Are you kidding me?
No, sorry. Sorry.
Well, that hurts.
Well, I don't mean it to be insulting, per se.
I mean, you kind of do.
No, I'm just...
Like, what do you think? Is it my weight? Is it...
Well, look at it this way. Ryan Gosling can have any woman he wants. If he were gay, he could have any man he wants. Why would you be on his list? Just like, why would I be on Bald Natalie Portman's list?
I guess that's true.
Yeah, hate to break it to you. I'm in the
you
same
agree
boat.
With this logic, Aaron? If Ryan Gosling and I were both gay, he wouldn't give me the time of day?
I think he would do it to be nice.
Because you got to imagine, if I were gay, I'd be even more charismatic than I am currently.
Not necessarily.
That could blow the lid off this place, honestly.
Just because you, like, if you are gay, that doesn't automatically make you have more charisma.
I think it does.
I've met a couple of gay guys who are like, hey, you're as awkward and goofy as I am.
Well, yeah, but those would be outliers. And if they were straight, they'd be even worse. But whenever you're gay, there's your charisma levels. It's automatically up from what you would be if you were straight.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Ask AJ which barbecue place I should stop by while I'm in the Giddings LaGrange area for the day.
The Giddings LaGrange area. I mean, unless you're going over to Luling or Lockhart, I don't have a whole lot for you. Honestly, if I were going that way, I would just recommend. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if it's not barbecue, but if it's still there, because I haven't been now in about 6 years, but Monzie's in Giddings, it's like a blue hair place. Really good food.
Okay.
So that, in fact, every time I'd go to Austin, I'd always go that way just so I could stop by there for lunch. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if it's still there, though. It's been a while.
If you're going from here to Austin, I'd just stop in Brenham and go to LJ's.
Well, or Truth.
Or Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds like he's already in the Giddings LaGrange area.
Yeah, so. I'm not all that familiar with any great barbecue there that I can think of, honestly.
Jimmy says, hey, Fred, Judge Hidalgo's mask game was strong today. I didn't see it. I'm not happy with her right now because all this talk about we need to shut everything back down and it needs to stay shut down. I'm not really down with that. I would like us to at least wait a week till we get far enough removed from all the protests that didn't cause any COVID-19 and all the dumb stuff that people did and see how the mask thing works.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see. But I'm not in charge.
You know, I have to look it up on a map. I think that Lexington is just north of there, right? But that place in Lexington, Snow's Barbecue, which is like one of the best places in the state, they're only open on Saturdays. Oh. So well, if you're there for the day, it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
But you could just go get in line there and wait until Saturday morning. They open up pretty early. They serve barbecue for breakfast on Saturdays, but they are only open one day a week. 8 a.m. I think they open. So that's
my... Sounds like a good day trip.
Yeah. Oh, it is a good day trip. I've done it a few times, and it's worth the trip.
Somebody says, AJ, sarcasm and charisma are two different things.
Are they saying that if I were gay, I would be sarcastic, or are they considering me sarcastic now?
I think they're considering you sarcastic now.
Well, those people can die in a fire. I'm full of charisma.
My friend Robert sent me an email, said the guy who makes the last out of the ninth is the one who goes to second base in the 10th, so we'll have to pinch run, stay in the game, etc. That's the beauty of Miles Straw.
Where he can play everywhere.
He can play everywhere, and theoretically... This is designed to keep it from going 27 innings. So, I mean, that's a hell of a weapon. I mean, I love that idea. But, and also said it too soon. Actually, he was out at Over Under. I just want to shout out to those guys. That was a lot of fun. Alex and his staff are great. A lot of nice scenery. And guess what? The Scenics, really nice people. Very friendly, very good at their jobs. Usually Scenics are just Scenics.
There
that wasn't
go.
The case. So, want to thank them for having us out.
Chick was flirting with Juggalo Trey.
Juggy was having a nice conversation with her. Yeah. She was really nice and friendly. They all were. So, yeah. Somebody asked, isn't there a city meat market in Giddings? I don't know. The only thing I've ever done is I've stopped the little Mexican place there, and I've stopped at...
I just never stopped there.
I stopped at Monzie's. Monzie's is just, it just was, became a routine for me. But, and Jimmy says, I agree that I'm not Judge Hidalgo's biggest fan right now, but maybe she needs to get blitzed, if you know what I mean. Then maybe she'd have a more sunny disposition. Hey, I'm telling you, she's a mask 10. I'd be totally down. She needs to relax a little bit.
Was Kelly Preston John Travolta's current wife?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were divorced or something.
No, they've been... Why would you get divorced if you're only together to...
That's how you can tell I'm not actually gay. I should have known that, honestly. Even as a straight dude, I probably should have known that. That's too bad.
CY on the Twitch says, let AJ know I tried a couple beers from the Excalibur Brewing that he mentioned in Old Town Spring, a barley wine and a double IPA, both pretty good.
Okay. I'd like to get out there. I'd like to do a lot of stuff, but this whole pandemic is like, I don't know, it's kind of slowing me down on stuff.
I really wanted to do something this weekend, but, you know, I just said, you know, man, it's too hot to be anywhere. I don't really want to mess around. We got to go out Friday. That was good enough. Buddy Rogers says Kelly Preston's hottest role was in Twins. She was pretty hot in that. Yeah. That was kind of the same era as Jerry Maguire, I'm thinking. But she was only 57, man. So 713-780-ESPN. By the way, dust in the wind for your Redskins.
Yet they're not announcing a new name.
Right.
That's okay.
Well, I mean, obviously they're...
So now they're currently just a Washington NFL franchise.
Well, the header, I guess Schefter said earlier that the header still has Redskins on it, and it's probably because they are fighting a copyright issue of whatever they want has already been copywritten, so they're trying to figure out who owns it and pay them off.
Yeah, because they're stupid. They let people go and buy all these things up. So, good luck with that. I hope they do something unique and don't just go Warriors. To me, there's already a Warriors, and it's an iconic franchise. So why do that? That'd be like naming a basketball team the Cowboys. So I don't like this, the use of the same names as other sports as it is. I mean, I like things to be original. So they should.
No, there's only so many animals you can choose from.
Well, but.
The Washington Dinos has a ring to it, though. Can you steal from a different country? Can we just appropriate that?
I don't know. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue the way NC Dinos does.
Okay.
It's like Washington, the word's too long. You need something that's going to play off of that.
What about the Washington Wolves?
Are there wolves in Washington?
Well, politicians.
Yeah, see what you did there. I could see that. Oh, interesting.
And then you've got the alliteration, like WW.
Yeah, I could see that. And you just put a little picture of Trump on there.
Yeah.
And then when this is great because you can get all new gear every 8 years. Every time there's a new president, that's who you put on there.
How about
there.
The Washington whistleblowers?
Or... No, I mean, I was going to say just the blowers.
That might work, too.
But, yeah. But, no, I think it's about time. Ooh, DC Dinos. Now, DC that Dinos, works better.
Yeah.
That works better.
That might be a lawsuit, though.
Well done, 620. Yeah. And about 12 other people did the same thing, DC Dinos.
That's probably a lawsuit, though. I would worry about that.
Only if the NC Dinos have it registered here as a trademark, because I don't think it exists over country lines.
I don't know.
And a couple people mentioned I like Washington Red Tails. I think that's the best suggestion that I've seen. And, you know,
I like it too, but there's almost no way they do it.
I know, but you imagine you could put like a P-51 on there. That'd be a cool logo. I guarantee you I would buy their gear if they did that. So, Pat in the 409 says the Washington Battlehawks. Every league needs one. R.I.P. Battlehawks. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see your, well, let's go to break and we'll get to this when we come back. But a couple little sportsy things to get to. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Roped up, right in a cage, I'm having a break.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hockley Dan on the Twitch says, what are the odds Washington goes the Hogs route to have something tied to the Redskins? That's a long time ago, though. I don't know if that...
Yeah, but, I mean, they do associate that. I don't know. That could work.
Will
people be mad about it?
I don't know. It's not a horrible name. Somebody says Red
Wolves. And no one uses the Hogs.
No. Somebody says Red Wolves is a favorite. That kind of gets your wolf in there with a red.
And you know what? You know who has a lot of wolf imagery in their...
Wolf Blitzer?
Well, him too. But there's a lot of wolf imagery in Native American culture. So it could be sort of a nod to that.
So I can't see them doing anything that's a nod to any minority. It's just not with Daniel Snyder in charge.
The problem is, whatever you do, you're limited because now pretty much any team could be considered, you know, cancel worthy.
Well, wait a minute. How are the Rockets cancel worthy?
I don't know. Like, if they find out that someone at NASA was a racist, how come it took so long to get a woman into space? How come there was no black man walking on the moon?
Don't they use rockets to launch nukes?
How about that?
Mm. Okay, so no more rockets. Astros?
Yeah, it starts with ass.
Yeah. Texans? Bill O'Brien.
I mean, Astros stands for astronauts.
Yeah, same thing. It all falls in the same category.
I think the real tie for the Rockets thing was Wernher von Braun being a former Nazi and the father of the rocket.
Well, there you go.
Hey, man, that's how we got our space program going.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
A bunch of Nazis.
But I think if you're looking for the shortest distance to get to how do the rockets become offensive to somebody, former Nazi.
Speaking of which, I finished off that Hitler's Circle of Evil. Man, that was fascinating. I'm not going to call them people because they weren't. They were animals. But it just the evil that animals are capable of was just on display. So if it's not an uplifting watch, I can tell you that, but if you're interested in history, I think it's worth checking out. So I'm really into these history documentaries now. So I said NASA was filled with Nazis. Yeah, that's we kind of swept that under the rug, but that's how our space program got started. I mean, they specifically brought those guys over just for that. Which, hey, was it worth it? Yeah, I think it was. It's one of those decisions you make that, okay.
Is that all is fair in love and war?
Well, once the war's over. I mean, but yeah, it was fascinating to see just some of the crap these guys did. And my favorite was that Himmler guy who was responsible for the concentration camps, trying at the end of the war to say, hey, I'll release all these people from the concentration camps if you give me clemency. It's like, yeah, you killed 6 million people.
It was crazy how he took pride in like finding new ways to kill people, yeah, and torture people,
oh,
too.
He was just, I mean, he was just pure evil, but it was like, I can't, and he was trying to talk to Sweden. He went behind Hitler's back trying to sue for peace. So I was glad that guy died. Although he got off light, man. He cyanided himself, like most of them.
Yeah.
So... roughnecks were offensive, Fred. Is that too close to redneck?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, that probably was. Damn. I guess I can't wear this hat anymore.
I mean,
it's just an oil derrick. The team doesn't exist anymore. I could just be representing an oil derrick.
You want to find some racism? Get out to an oil derrick.
By the way, if you want more, the dicks down by Baybrook, if you're going.
You can't call it dicks anymore.
No.
The
it's Sir Richards.
Sir Richards at Baybrook Mall. They have all of their Roughnecks gear like 50% off.
Dang, Fred.
Already marked down.
I actually have way too much Roughnecks gear
no,
for a team that no longer exists.
No, you can't have too much Roughnecks gear.
I have two hoodies, which
I'll never... Do you have Roughneck socks? Because I think they had Roughneck
no,
socks.
No, I'm not going to wear Roughneck socks. I have two hoodies, I have a shirt, and I have two hats. I think that's enough for a defunct franchise.
Yeah, probably so.
In fact, I think that's second on my list of what I have the most of for a particular team.
Behind... The Maple Leafs?
Yeah, I got all kinds of Maple Leafs stuff. I probably got about 10 Maple Leafs things. And then it's the Roughnecks, then UH. UH and the Roughnecks probably pretty close. I think I've got... UH probably wins because I have more Cougar hats. And then it's probably like Team Canada, Team USA stuff. I'm very light on... I'm very light on Astros and Texans. I have like one or two Texan shirts and maybe two Astro shirts. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says, no NFL team is a wolf. I don't know. Maybe that's a wolf Arian Foster could beat.
I mean,
they go Red Wolves.
Well, Arian Foster is retired, so he can't do that. But I think Wolves would be a good name.
I don't mind that. So, you have that? You guys have that Apple TV Plus yet?
No.
No.
I was going to.
I've got enough stuff.
I know. I was like, I don't want any part of that. And then I started reading about that Greyhound. I'm like, man, I kind of want to see this. And next thing I know, the wife's like, I want to watch this morning show. So we're getting Apple TV Plus. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll get to watch Greyhound. And
do you still have cable?
We have DirecTV. We basically canceled it, and then they gave us a deal for like the basic thing for the next few months. So
you have DirecTV, Netflix, Hulu,
ESPN,
Amazon
Plus.
Prime. Amazon. ESPN Plus,
and now
Disney, Apple TV.
Good Lord. Yeah. No. I'm out on that. I'm not as rich as Fred. So I've got to be frugal.
I'm not rich. The wife's rich.
I live in a one-income household.
Yeah, well, you know, next time you get married, make sure that you marry up.
No, I'm good with this one.
I would assume Fred would have Golden Knights stuff. I do have a Golden Knights hat. I think I have two Golden Knights hats. I have a lot of hockey hats, though, because whenever I go somewhere that has a hockey team, I always, for the longest time, I've been collecting hockey hats. It's just something I do. Don't wear them all. But the only teams I really am passionate about are the Leafs, and then I like the Knights a lot because kind of half adopted them because we're in Vegas so much. But somebody says, no Dynamo gear. Nope.
I have...
you have that Boniek Garcia shirt.
I have a shirt with Boniek Garcia's face on it. And I have at least three Dynamo... So if it's just... I know you call the whole setup a kit. What if it's just the jersey? Do you just call that the jersey or do you call that a kit?
I think it's still called a kit.
Okay, I have three...
You want me to ask Andrew?
Yeah, ask Andrew. But I think I have three kits with my last name on them that they sent
me. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I got two of those back when they were on our station.
Yeah.
But they're that hideous orange, and I've never worn them.
You mean Houston orange?
That's not a Houston orange. That's a hideous orange.
Well, you're...
Now, if they...
Forever orange, Fred.
Well, I prefer, like, if you gave me one of those black ones that they wear... That's pretty badass.
It's too damn hot to wear black outside.
Yeah, but have you been in that place during the summer? That orange?
Do you want me to tell the truth?
No. I know what the answer is.
Andrew says you can call either the full thing the kit or just the jersey the kit, or you can call it a jersey if you want.
Okay, so no one will make
fun
of me.
People who wear the full kit with shorts and everything, they call them wankers.
Yeah, those are weirdos.
Yeah.
So for me, I would just say, would I get made fun of by soccer guy if I said I've got jerseys with my last name on?
No, he said it's
acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said you can use both.
I'm more comfortable with that than kit.
Yeah, kit just sounds weird.
I mean, it sounds like David Hasselhoff's
car.
Yeah,
that's exactly. I think of the damn car. Somebody wants to know, why aren't we canceling the Chiefs, Braves, etc.? Well, first off, can we stop canceling things, guys? Just... You know what? If you want to cancel something, I've got it for you. Cancel this damn Heat. And to me, these cancel people are people who've never accomplished a damn thing in their life. So whenever somebody who has accomplished something screws up, They want to go after him so they can bring them down to their mealy mouth little level. That's what these guys are. So but cancel me, bitches.
If we're canceling something, I'd rather cancel coronavirus than the Heat.
Well, the Heat's supposed to kill coronavirus. Didn't you hear that?
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to cancel the Heat. I'd rather cancel coronavirus.
But it's not doing its job. So if we're going to die from the Rona, we might as well be comfortable.
But I've survived 31 years in this Heat.
Yeah, I've survived 55.
You can keep going with that. You might not. So none of us might survive coronavirus.
Yeah, I think we're all gonna die.
Did you see this guy fighting the mailman?
Do what?
Did you see this video of the guy fighting the mailman?
No.
In Houston? Today, I'm pretty sure. It looks like it's Derry Ashford and I can't tell what the cross street is, but you know, I would say Derry Ashford probably is a good sign of a, like if you're looking for a place where people fight mailmen in the street, like in traffic, this could be it. And if you see Derry Ashford is trending in Texas right now, you can see a video of the mailman piecing up this guy.
Great.
Yeah. It's too hot to fight right now outside.
Well, but I can see why people would, because it is hot and everybody's miserable. And the Rona's out there, and everybody's miserable, and people are on lockdown, so everybody's miserable. Everybody's getting canceled, so they're miserable.
Yeah.
I get why people are on edge right now. That's why you should just watch TV all the time. I'm turning into that person. You know, I work my ass off during the week, but then when I get home, I watch a bunch of TV.
I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you want to save some money, like if you're like Fred and you have to pay for 52 different television services, you could save some money. And one way to do that is your homeowner's insurance. And you don't have to lose any coverage. You just save cash. And it's that simple with TGS Insurance. All it takes is a text message. They've shopped all the insurance prices in your area. They know what you can be saving. It's just time for you to get in there and start saving it. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back, and they're going to send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And they've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. This is the real deal, guys. The average customer saved over $900 a year. I saved even more than that. And maybe you won't save something, but what's the harm in trying? It's 15 seconds out of your life. Just do it! No need to wait for renewal. They're going to take care of the back end, get you refunded on your old policy. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Coming through paper from last year, but it's not old news. My sack up got me shopping up in Whole Foods.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Apparently they found that actress's body from Glee. Not a real shock.
Yeah. Well, when you and a toddler on a boat together, and then they find just a toddler on the boat, chances are good.
Yeah, that's
and usually toddlers don't murder their parents out at sea or in a lake, whatever. So I think they put two and two together.
You don't know.
That's true.
That's how serial killers get started.
You're right.
I got by killing.
I don't know.
Somebody said the mailman won that fight.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm team male person.
That guy was wearing like a bubble vest in July. He deserves to get his ass whooped, honestly.
Yeah, well, let's all try to be nice to each other right now. Because it's as much as it sucks for you, it sucks for everybody. Just keep that in mind. But 713-780-ESPN. Did you see your buddy Woj got suspended for 2 weeks for his bleep you?
Boy, that seemed like a long time, especially considering the NBA starting up before
then. Yeah, but I mean, I'm okay with some punishment for that. That does seem like a lot. Although, when did the official game start?
10 days, right?
Yeah, see, I would have given him a 10-day suspension.
Yeah.
Not even that. I would say a week. But, yeah, you deserve some punishment for that. I don't think that's much, but, you know, you are kind of damaging the brand, so.
I guess. I mean, are you not allowed to reply back to emails that you consider spammy?
Well, first off, if it's spam, why are you responding to it? Second off.
Like I said, how different is it from me replying to the text to people who are like, hey, are you going to vote on November 4th? Have you considered who you're going to vote? And I just say, F yourself. And then they say, okay, we've removed you from our call list. Or, I mean, it's.
Well, I mean, I
don't think it's all that bad.
That's the same thing. I think that's kind of silly.
Like, but, stop bothering me.
Well.
How about that?
Yeah, but.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Well, guess who I just got one from?
Catch me outside, girl?
No.
Oh.
Fred, this is Hall of Famer Emmett Smith.
Oh, see?
With a critical message asking you to vote for Senator Royce West tomorrow, Tuesday, July 14th. They say 80% of winning is showing up. Have you shown up to vote yet?
There you go,
it
Fred.
It really mattered.
Text Emmett back and see if he'll come on our show.
I was going to text him back and say, hey, is it true that you guys all did cocaine?
You don't even need to ask that question, but you should ask if he wants to come on our show and see if he replies.
Oh, he's not going to reply. It's not really him.
Why? He's got your phone number. You can have his, and you guys can be text buddies.
Yeah, of all the people that I'd like to be text buddies with, Emmett Smith's pretty low on my list. But, hey, at least we know who he supports. He's letting us know who he supports. Get a lot of people asking what you thought about the fight Saturday night.
I thought they were good, except for the main event. It was kind of a, I mean, listen, the truth of it is Kamaru Usman is really, really good at fighting, but is terribly, terribly, painfully boring to watch. And sometimes that goes hand in hand. And he fought the fight that I expected him to fight. I had a financial investment on him going over 4.5 rounds. I didn't expect him to finish, and he didn't. It was no real surprise. Masvidal was, I think you could tell he gassed out. Like, you could hear him in the corner between rounds. It sounded like he was having a baby. He was breathing very, very heavily. But he's a tough dude, and he was just in there with a guy who's a lot better than him. And
on short notice, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it wasn't a great, that matchup, and everybody's like, let's see that on a full fight camp. I don't want to. I want to see George Masvidal. I want to see Jorge Masvidal. I want to see him fighting guys who are going to get in there and bang with him. I want guys, with guys like him, I want to see guys who are going to put on a show, because he's not a super, super top level guy. That doesn't mean he can't still be really entertaining. Like, you can still watch, like, imagine watching that guy fight Robbie Lawler, which isn't going to happen now, but imagine it could. That'd be great. I recommended they have him fight Jeff Neal. I want to see him in there with guys who are going to bang. I don't want to see him in there and getting grinded down by Kamaru Usman for 25 minutes. You know, it's just, that's not that fun. Kamaru Usman's not a fun fighter. Jorge Masvidal is a super fun fighter. When you put them together and the not fun fighter is way better, the fights tend to usually go one way. Okay? That's just, I'm just saying. And when I say he's not fun, there was a lot of people who were like getting on me about, like, oh, you always praise Khabib and he's the same way. I do praise Khabib because I think Khabib's the best fighter in the world. I never say Khabib is the most exciting fighter in the world. But what'd they do? They put Khabib in there with Conor McGregor, Conor McGregor's the kind of guy, why is he fun to watch? Because he goes in there and knocks people out. That's what's fun. Guess what you can't do when Khabib is ragdolling you, knock people out. Guess what Masvidal can't do when Usman's pinned him up against a cage, stomping his foot, knock people out. It's not a fun matchup. You've got whose response?
So Usman responded to people saying that he's a boring fighter.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing is, there was a time where people started hating Floyd Mayweather because he was so dominant. And Floyd, his defense was so good, and he was just so good at what he did. We can agree on that. He was so good at what he did to where everyone's like, oh, that's boring. He's not just fighting because people want to see a bar fight. You know, we're risking our lives in there. And we've trained. What was the point of training each and every day and then going there and just slugging around, taking punches. You train to be able to make someone miss, to be able to control them in a certain way. That's what training is for. So you're not in there just taking punishment at will. And I do that better than anybody. And so whoever is saying that, they can say whatever they want. But I went out there, I kept working. I worked for 25 minutes.
I mean, he's right. And it's like I said, it was not a fun fight to watch. And honestly, most of his fights are not fun to watch. I think he's had 12 fights in the UFC, and I think he's had a decision in 9 of those 12. But he's winning fights, and that's for him, that's the priority, you know, and it makes sense.
Somebody said Usman's a black GSP.
Now, GSP GSP would make fights boring if he needed to because GSP was a dominant grappler. But GSP, when he would get you down, he looked to finish, and he would ground and pound. And GSP was also a world class boxer. Usman is he's got such great physical strength. His bigger thing, more than putting guys on the ground, is getting guys pinned up against the cage and just tiring them out and holding them there and you know, grinding them down. I get the comparison because they're both they both use their grappling for dominance, just like Khabib does. But GSP has a more complete skill set. GSP has one of the most complete skill sets that MMA has ever seen. And there were times, like when he fought Josh Koscheck, a wrestler, he literally just jabbed him in the face to death. So he adjusted his style. Whatever he needed to do to win that fight is what he did. I mean, Usman, I hate to say a one-trick pony, but it kind of is a one-trick pony. It's just a really, really effective trick. And until somebody figures it out, I'd keep doing the same trick too.
Yeah, but you never fought in the UFC. I saw that on Twitter.
I didn't. Yeah, that's the big flex that people put on me. Hey, you don't know anything about MMA because you never even made it in the UFC. Well, you got me there. I'm a failure at life because I never did quite make it.
Hey, somebody brought up a good point on the Woj thing. Said he used the ESPN email letterhead to respond to that. If I respond like that in my work email, yeah, I'm sure I'll get in trouble.
That's probably a mistake.
And you can't do that on Gal Media email either.
No.
So...
Justin said Usman is a black John Fitch. John Fitch is maybe a better comparison. God, John Fitch was boring and he didn't care. And you know what? More power to the guys who are like super boring fighters and really don't care what you think. Because they know. And now those guys and John Fitch had the same problem. When contract time comes up, maybe they don't want to see you back. But you're right. When you're the champion, you've got some leverage, and Kamaru Usman's the champ. And until somebody finds a way to beat him, I'd hold these dudes up against the cage all day too.
All right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
I got to tell you guys about Pro Dunk Hoops. And it's something, you know, you asked me what my kids are doing. And luckily I do have some shade. I've got some shade in my yard. But my kids are out there hooping every day, and it's so nice having a goal out there that they can play on and they can actually get better on. Because the truth is, most of the times when you put up a goal, within a year or two, it's questionable. Hoops has a 75% thicker steel than any brand you can get in the big box stores. It's standing strong and proud. It's got a backboard that they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. It's not going to rust. They've got a design for your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version if that's what you want. Something for everybody in there, adjustable 10 feet to 5 feet. So my older son can get out there and shoot, and my younger son can come out behind him, crank it down a little bit, and he can make shots because it's only fun if you're making shots. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.